Welcome to the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY Radio app, presented by ServPro of Vermilion County. On location today, courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios at the David S. Palmer Arena in Danville, the 2025 Festival of Trees. Jingle all the way. It's going to be an exciting event that kicks off here today. We'll be part of that and talking with some folks here coming up in the 10 and 11 o'clock hours this morning. Getting the head start here with our time here as part of the festivities with the Saturday Sports Connection this morning. In fact, right now they've got a pre-event going on down on the floor, prehistoric pit stop breakfast with Santa. This was an event, one of the events that sold out, one of the events within the event that has sold out. Better luck next year if you didn't get part of it, but it looks like it's a pretty exciting time. I've seen a lot of folks that are dressed up like dinosaurs coming down and on the floor, and they've got some other characters out there. Here at the west end of the arena, they've got Glow Ho Ho Adult Bingo tonight. That is sold out. Princess Tea Party coming up on the tomorrow is sold out. There are so many of the events, the built-in events that have sold out, but there are still some of the things that are available. They've got the Family Fun Pickle Day going on tomorrow. They've got the Royal Encore Princess Portraits that are available. You can still buy tickets for the ladies' luncheon. There is a round two of Glow Ho Ho Adult Bingo coming up on the 18th that they still have some tickets for. And we will talk with representatives with the Festival of Trees 2025 coming up to get all the latest details on that. But box office opened this morning. In fact, they opened the doors at 11 to the general public for folks to come in. They will be running from 11 to 8 today. And we're excited to be a part of it again here this year. The Festival Trees Jingle All the Way 2025 here at the Palmer Arena. Make plans to come out. That's for our Saturday Sports Connection. We thank you for joining us here again on this Saturday morning. It is presented by ServPro of Vermilion County. ServPro like it never even happened. Our good friend Dustin Ehler, Country Financial Agent in Fairmount. From what I understand, East Central Illinois Wrestling Digest returns next week. We'll have the preview. And then we will return with some another season of episodes coming up here the first week of December to dive into wrestling season head first with Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. Visit his new office there on North Main Street. Good friends over at Latos Hardware in Westville for all those hard-to-find items. Holidays around the corner. Make sure you shop Latos Hardware first. Make sure you say hi to Fifi. Our good friends at UHAS Diagnostics Center, exit 210, backtrack towards the four-way stop at Henning Road, and then onto the frontage road, backtracking to your newest NAPA Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. Good folks over at OSF Healthcare, from urgent care and primary care all the way to cancer and specialized care in Danville and the Vermilion County area. Make sure you check out osfhealthcare.org for the wide range of services there. Our good friends over at El Toro of Danville, 619 South Gilbert Street, for the best of Mexican dining. Visit El Toro of Danville. Of course, you've got catering items around the corner for those holiday events. Make sure you reach out to El Toro for all of that coming up. And I think we've got everybody. UHAS, yeah. So we want to thank them for supporting our Saturday Sports Connection Sports on WITY. Well, let's dive right in. We've got high school football action. In fact, everything that's left here as far as local teams is going to be today. But let's first take a look back at last weekend. In the 1A playoffs, Lena Winslow knocked off GCMS 43-14. Aiden Wild with three touchdowns in the win for the perennial powerhouse Lena Winslow. They will move on. Dwight knocks off Clifton Central 43-14. Clifton Central ends their season with just two losses. Will Anderson for Dwight scored three touchdowns in the win there. 2A last weekend in a game heard here on WITY in our OSF game of the week. It was Westville pounding DuCoyne 49-13. The tandem of Jack Eister and Lincoln Cravens combined for over 400 yards rushing, six touchdowns. Jack Eister became the fourth different. Ross's Boss of the Week, courtesy of State Farm agent Ross Webb last Saturday. Our own Darren Brown had an opportunity to talk with Jack Eister after the game.
Darren Brown, WITY post-game. Second round victory for the Westville Tigers, 49-13. I'm with the player of the game, Jack Eister. Jack, four touchdowns for you today. How'd you get it going on the rushing game?
I thank DeCoin for waking me up, punching the ball out on our first drive. That really woke me up, and it lit a fire inside me. And, I had to come back out, and I punched four on him. So.
Opening drive or turnover, and you guys putting up 49 points scoring on each of your drives after that. What did that opening turnover do to get you guys momentum back in the game?
It really gave us a reality check. I wasn't used to getting the ball punched out in our past 10 games, and when they come out and do it the first time, and it really wakes you up. I mean, you're playing playoff football, you're playing a different caliber of teams, and really just woke us up.
Quarterfinals next, you'll be here against Arthur Lovington at Wood Hammond. Your general thoughts on playing a third playoff game?
You know, we've said this, and you look at the playoff predictions and everything else, and they have us playing Arthur, obviously. It ended up happening. And, yeah, I think today's game, I don't want to make any predictions yet, but I think today's game is a higher caliber than what next week's game will. But we're going to come back out here next week, put in another super hard week of practice, and get ready for that.
All right, congrats on your victory tonight, Jack, and good luck going forward.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work. Well, winter is coming on soon, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermillionCounty.com.
Make every day a fiesta at El Toro, serving up all of your Mexican favorites. Try their daily lunch specials, served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Have an event coming up? Spice it up with El Toro Catering for your next office lunch, wedding reception, or family reunion. El Toro has a vast menu to satisfy every craving. From exciting combination dinners to seafood, sizzling fajitas, and vegetarian options, El Toro has something for everyone. Celebrate flavor at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert in Danville.
NBA Cup action on Friday. Spurs and Warriors for the second time in San Antonio this week. A similar outcome. Spurs up in the fourth quarter, but Steph Curry wouldn't be denied.
Here's Steph driving. Steph laying it up high off the glass over Wemby and in. He's got 45. One away from the score he posted Wednesday night here in San Antonio.
Mark Kastischer on ESPN Radio. Curry with 49, including 9 three-pointers. The winning free throw is 6 seconds remaining. Warriors win 109-108. Elsewhere, Detroit got their 9th win in a row over Philadelphia. The Lakers best the Pelicans without LeBron, while Giannis returned with 25 and 18 assists. And a 147-134 Milwaukee win over Charlotte. College football saw ACC leading 20th-ranked Louisville fumble the bag against Clemson.
Ranvier comes on to attempt a 46-yarder off of the right hash. Snap, hold, kick on its way, and this kick is no good.
Clemson Sports Network Tigers win 2019. They move to 5-5. Louisville now 7-3. Elsewhere, number 8 Oregon blew past Minnesota 42-13 in the Big Ten. All 4 NHL games went to OT on Friday, including the Canes beating the Canucks.
Same 3 stay on the ice for the Canes, and another win for Aho. Aho turning around Pettersson. Oh, scores! Game over! Sebastian Aho wins it!
99.9 The Fan. And to golf, Justin Thomas announced he underwent surgery on his back to stem off lingering hip and back pain Thursday. Typical recovery, about 3 months.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She can get a deal. Book telehealth if she feels.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY. WITYradio.com is the WITY app. Chad Baker back with you. And we have power outage. We have a whole strip of the concourse here at the Palmer Arena. I guess we were too powerful. I don't know. But they're currently working on it behind the scenes. So doing what I can to get back with you here. Of course, you heard Darren Brown talk with Jack Eister, part of that tandem with Westville. Diving back into football, Arthur Lovington, Atwood Hammond will be who Westville plays today. They knocked off Cumberland last week by a count of 41-22. Marcus Otto with two rushing touchdowns and a passing touchdown in the win for the night. That should be a good battle of undefeated teams today. Dry Valley knocked off Rockridge 24-17. Let's try to get that off of here. We've got feel like I'm drowned out here by Mariah Carey here. Tri-Valley over Rockridge, 24-17. Ethan Moore to Owen McLean, 71-yard touchdown reception to win it. Roa Forsyth knocks off Johnson City, 41-6. Ryan Shepherd for the Trojans, 183 passing yards, one touchdown, 42 rushing yards, and two touchdowns in the win there for the Trojans. In 3A, a good one between Unity and Monticello last weekend. Crew Eckstein, 25 rushes, 157 yards, and a touchdown to knock off Monticello, 21-20. St. Joe Ogden continuing their miracle year. They were a 5-4 team. They found themselves into the third round of the playoffs, the quarterfinals, by knocking off the Shells of Roxanna, 42-32. Cody McKinney, the quarterback for the Spartans, continues to do amazing things. 13 of 15 passing. That's right, only two incomplete passes. Three touchdown passes, 156 yards. He added 70 yards on, 21 rushes, and two rushing touchdowns in the win for the Spartans. The 5A last weekend, Washington knocked off Muhammad Seymour 38-14. We know that Washington team's tough, but I really thought that Muhammad Seymour team would probably play a little bit better game against them. It was A.J. Dones for Washington with a rushing touchdown, a receiving touchdown in the victory. Providence Catholic knocks off Kankakee to end their season 35-25. Eight-man action last weekend. Polo defeats St. Anne 46-14. Mercer Mumford, 165 yards, three touchdowns. JT Stevenson had 170 yards on the ground, two touchdowns for the Marcos of Polo to continue on in the final four of the eight-man playoffs. This week, back today, in high school football action, if I flip my page here, we've got in the quarterfinals for 2A, it'll be Westville hosting at Arthur Lovington Atwood Hammond at Memorial Field at 2 p.m. Moreau Forsyth entertains Flora at 2 p.m. The winners of those two games will battle for the right to go to Champaign. Tri-Valley and Wilmington will do battle at 5 p.m. That'll be kind of a twilight beginning there for all those motorcycles lining up in Wilmington for that great player introduction that they do up there each and every game. 3A, it'll be Williamsville hosting Unity. St. Joe Ogden welcomes in the Vandals of Vandalia. Tough battle there as the Vandals are undefeated on the season. We do have the announcement this week of the IHFCA All-State teams and folks from our area that were announced for the All-State and the honorable mention. And 1A, Oakwood Walker Enos as a junior gets All-State team honors.
So congratulations to Walker there. Clifton Central's Brady Shule would win or be announced as a team member on the quarterback. The gentleman that we saw a couple weeks ago in the game against Oakwood, Carrollton's Charlie Stump, was announced as a member of the team. He was listed as a wide receiver, which if you remember, he played out of that running back position quite a bit. You had an honorable mention in 1A. It was Oakwood, Tyler Huckel. He was a running back. He was a senior this year. So congratulations to Tyler getting some mentions there. In 2A, it was Westville's Ethan Miller as another offensive lineman, defensive lineman. He's a senior this year. He got accolades this year again. In honorable mention status from Westville. You had Easton Barney out of that linebacker position there. Just shows you just how much talent was there in 2A. The fact that only two of the Westville players got accolades here at the state level. We know it's a big state level. Lots of folks that be considered there, but maybe the product of their own success and the fact that they did spread out so much from the running game. There's a lot, had like four or five guys that you could run the ball very apt at Westville. I don't believe we had anybody locally 3A. We did have, I can't correct it. Unity's Dane Eisenbinger out of the quarterback position. We get honors here this year, so congratulations to him. St. Joe Ogden's Cameron Wagner, the 6'7", 300-pound junior lineman getting accolades there. And an honorable mention status, Cody McKinney, the quarterback for St. Joe Ogden, placed in the honorable mention teams there. Paris's Carter Krippis had a good year as a running back position. He would go as All-State in 4A. In 4A, it was, I don't see that we had anybody in 4A from here. Of course, we didn't have anybody in the 4A playoffs either. And I believe in 5A, I don't know that any Danville members got, does not look like they got any accolades either. So congratulations to all who made the IHSFCA All-State team and the honorable mention All-State team here this year. As we switch gears to cross country, we had the state finals in Peoria last weekend, and 1A Eureka was the boys team that took the state title as a team. They had a score of 151. St. Joe Ogden placed 7th overall with 270. Unity 10th with a 294. La Salette 12th at Hoopston Area 29th. The best local individual in the state finals was Eli Crow of Unity. Finished with a time of 15 minutes, 7.05 seconds. Good for 18th. His teammate Camden Fairbanks not far behind in 24th place. Clark Rowland of Heritage into his season with a 28th place finish. Harrison Hayes of Paris was 30th. And the girls' side, Winnebago wins with a score of 150. St. Joe Ogden placed 6th on the girls' side with 252. Unity was 10th with 352. Grace Bresner was the leader from the area for St. Joe Ogden. She placed 17th at state with a time of 17:29.43. So cross country season wrapped up there, and there again, most of those folks will move into winter sports. Some of them will go into winter track. Some will play basketball. But successful cross country season. Perhaps the most surprising thing was St. Anthony's Isabella Keller placing 2nd at state this year. She's always a perennial powerhouse to win it. As her sister Anna Sophia did, but placed 2nd this year. And she had missed some time. I don't know if that was due to injury or if she was maybe picking and choosing the battles that she had during the season, but still a great, great showing. And she would finish, I believe, 20 seconds behind the champion there. So that's where the season ends for high school cross country. Moving on to high school volleyball, if you've been paying attention to what we've been talking for the last couple weeks, you know that we've had two championship teams here from our area, one on the Indiana side, one on the Illinois side. First, the Indiana side, Benton Central Lady Bison last weekend at the IHSAA Class 2A State Championship. They would fall to Barrie, but, man, did they give them a fight. Five sets, 18-25, 25-18, 25-23, 17-25, and the winner for Barrie in the fifth set, 15-10, to put away the Lady Bison, but still runner-up in state. Congratulations to Scott Mattson and the Lady Bison of Benton Central. Over on the Illinois side, we saw a little bit of magic here with just the Park Christ Lutheran winning the Hayward Super Sectional on Monday against Windsor Stu Straws, 25-22, 25-11. Yesterday, they would be in the Final Four at state, the semifinal, and the Timberwolves, Lady Timberwolves, would knock off Tremont, 25-19, 25-20 on the floor of CEFQ Arena in Normal. They are back at it today in the state championship. Remember, this is a team that has had, this is their third consecutive Final Four appearance, but their first time in the championship after a fourth place and a third place finish a year ago, fourth place 2 years ago, by the way. They take on Stockton today for the right to raise the trophy, the big trophy, and the plaque there in the middle of the floor at Normal. That is a 10:30 start time here this morning. Which is just about an hour away. So hopefully good luck to the Sista Park Christ Lutheran Lady Timberwolves today as they try to bring home championship gold at the state level here to the area. Moving on, we've got girls high school basketball. And in girls hoops this past week, you had Park Heritage opening with a win over North Montgomery. They would also knock off South Putnam and North Vermilion this week. So 3-0 week for Park Heritage to start out. They'll be in the championship Banks and Wabash today. More on that in a moment. North Putnam tip-off classic last weekend. North Putt knocks off River to Park by 5. And then River to Park would lose to Indianapolis Ritter. Riverton Park would bounce back with a blasting, a pasting of South Vermilion at Banks of the Wabash. Other games this week, Fountain Central, winner over Clinton Central, Attica over Frontier. North Vermilion would lose to Southmont. And then in last night's action, you had North Montgomery over Attica and Fountain Central over Faith Christian by a count of 43-33. A couple games got moved around. Seeger had their game with Benton Central moved to November 29th. Covington had their game with South Newton canceled. In fact, Seeger had a game with South Newton canceled this week. South Newton not hosting a varsity team this year, so they won't have the opportunity to compete. So anybody that had South Newton varsity on their schedule, that is going to be a voided date. Some folks will probably scramble to get an extra game in, or they'll just leave that as an open date. Moving ahead to this week, Illinois girls basketball starts. In fact, we get some of the big tournaments coming up. We've got the Sista Park Timberwolves tip-off starting on Monday. So the Lady Timberwolves coming right out of the volleyball. Not a lot of rest after that. They will go right into basketball season to try to capitalize on a third-place finish for girls basketball a year ago. We'll see how far they can make it here this season as they will have Watseka Milford, BHRA and Armstrong, all part of that. Paris NAL tournament begins this week. Danville and Paris part of that as well. You've got Westville at Heritage, Iroquois West taking on Fisher at the GCMS tip-off. Unity will also be there at Gibson City, Oakwood at Arcola, Villa Grove at Casey, Westville at Covington at Riverton Park. That's all this upcoming week on Monday. As I mentioned earlier, Banks of the Wabash resolves today. Park Heritage and Riverton Park in the championship and the two Vermilion teams in the Constellation. You have Benton Central and Clinton Prairie, Fountain Central at Rossville today. But like I said, the two big tournaments this week, you've got the Sista Park Timberwolf tip-off, GCMS tip-off. Later in the week, Georgetown Ridge Farm will be part of the Neoga tournament. And then it's going to get lighter for a few weeks for girls' hoops because then you'll have the boys' basketball. You've got Thanksgiving in there. It really comes out with a bang, and then it settles down. So it'll be some pretty big, hot and heavy girls basketball action this week. Over on the Indiana side, you've got McCutcheon IU Hoops Classic for Benton Central. You got some nice matchups there. Fountain Central hosting Crawfordsville a little later in the week. You will have a cross-state battle with North Vermilion and Westville. South Vermilion will host Attica, Riverton Park, entertains Duggar Union. So that's where girls' hoops are at for the week. Let's take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll dive into the other winter sports, girls' wrestling, boys and girls' bowling. We'll get some DAC sports, and we'll talk more about the Festival of Trees 2025 here on location, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio at the David S. Palmer Arena. And the Saturday Sports Connection continues on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. Back in just a few moments.
Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. Last week, we talked with OSF exercise physiologist Claire Spires about working out in your home in the chilly fall and winter months. But what if you're getting cabin fever and you just have to get out to exercise? Well, there are safety tips to keep in mind to avoid something like a slip and fall on an icy sidewalk.
Just making sure that you're checking the weather. If you've got shoes that have a little bit more traction on it for some of those slippery sidewalks. Staying hydrated, and then, of course, dressing appropriately.
That proper attire includes layers of sweat-wicking fabrics and gloves and hats to warm your hands and head. Have a safety plan that includes access to a first aid kit and phone. Work out with a buddy when you can. Also, know your limits. Spires says if you wouldn't go to the gym for 2 hours, don't shovel snow for 2 hours. Do it in 5 to 10 minute chunks.
We also use something called the RPE scale while you're exercising. So it's basically a 1 to 10. 10 would be the hardest exercise you've ever done. 1 would be just kind of sitting around on the couch. We ideally like people to stay in that 4 to 6 moderate range. So if you think that shoveling snow is in your 4 to 6 moderate and not kind of creeping up to that 8 and 9, that would be appropriate for you to do.
And finally, exercise outdoors in the daylight. It's a mood boost and you're more visible to drivers. The bottom line, Spire says, get moving for your health.
And even if you can just make the goal to do something that day, it doesn't need to be an hour and a half. It can be a 30, 45 minute workout. It can be at home. It can be at a gym. It can be outside, but just making those goals possible.
And who knows, you might find a new hobby you really like ice skating or snowshoeing. That's Healthcare News You Can Use, a Sports and Wellness Edition. For a podcast of these programs, go to WITYradio.com. For more on OSF Healthcare, visit osfhealthcare.org. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittman.
Jingle all the way going on right now. It is the prehistoric, it's a dinosaur-themed breakfast, prehistoric pit stop breakfast with Santa. Lots of youth having a great time down there on the floor. And of course, Santa floating around down there, too. Lots of folks that are taking advantage of the photo booth over there. And they got the lights dimmed, some of the lights dimmed here at the arena. It's really glowing nicely here. It's a great event and gets you into holiday spirit. I know I started doing a little Christmas shopping this week. I've got a lot of people in my household already asking questions. What's going on? Just don't be snoopy. You know, I kind of had to get a little bit. Usually the girls in the house they don't ask a lot of questions, but it's because it's so out of character for me to do some of that. You know, that I have to watch for. And of course, my little one that's part of that. Going to try to check it out, snoop it out a little bit here. So I got to get a little bit more shift. I filled the day back station. I said, hey, I'm going to have the package pop up here at some point in time here. Just help me make sure that my wife and my daughter does it. So it's that time of year. But come on out. They were going to open the doors here at 11 for the general public. It is a $5 adult admission, $2 children admission. They do have some of their sub-events. Still available, of course. Glow Ho Ho Adult Bingo tonight sold out. Princess Tea Party tomorrow sold out. You can get Princess Portraits for the Royal Encore. That is coming up tomorrow. That is $10 per princess. You can buy tickets for that. Still available from 1 to 2:30. Family Bingo tomorrow is sold out. They do have the second round of Glow Ho Ho Adult Bingo coming up on the 16th, which is, I believe, Wednesday. If I got a calendar on my phone, I could just pop that up, right? Nope. it's coming up this week. Veterans Day is also on the 17th. Free admission for veterans all day, of course, in that season of service and giving back to veterans here in our area. Tuesday at the festival, they'll have cookie decorating, story time at the festival. Still some tickets available for the ladies' luncheon on the 17th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And, of course, senior extravaganza on the final day. That is Wednesday. That's Wednesday, the 19th. I'm sorry. I'm so bad with time, the whole time continuum this time of year with so many things going on. Free admission for seniors, 60-plus all day on Wednesday. Refreshments from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as part of the wrap-up. Of course, talk with Pat O'Shaughnessy and some of the folks here that I talked to setting up this morning, and some of that great turnout for the gala last night. And I saw pictures online, some of our friends at the station just really enjoying themselves. So just an absolutely magical atmosphere. So come on out to Festival of Trees here at the David S. Palmer Arena, just one of many events in the area kicking off the holiday season. And to get people here in the spirit. So let's switch gears here. We got boys basketball starting up this week. Not a heavy schedule. In fact, a very, very light schedule for boys basketball because you got scrimmages over on the Indiana side this week. Fountain Central at Lafayette Central Catholic, Seeger at West Vigo, South Vermillion at Cascade. Still a couple weeks away from boys basketball on the Illinois side. That will start the week of Thanksgiving. So not this upcoming week, but the following week. You'll get boys basketball action as the tournaments will start kicking off here in the area. So we'll keep an eye on that. We do have bowling underway. And right now, Danville starting off hot. They would knock off this past week. They would knock off Hoopston area in a three-set battle there. Then they'd also have a game 977-777, 912-734, and then 979-732 to sweep the Hoopston area in three games. So Gavin Favre leads the way for the Danville boys. And talking to Mike Doty, he's got a good feeling about this team making an impact in IHSA bowling this year. Bowling, I should say. Moving possibility of going to state, making some waves there. They had the win last night. I did not get a score result for that matchup last night against Bishop Mack. However, we do have boys bowling coming up this week. Hoopston area will host Lincoln. And Danville will be at Kankakee. There again, bowling, still kind of a fringe sport here, and just the fact that not every school's got it. You have Hoopston area, you have Danville, and you have Unity in our area. And then trying to create a schedule for some of these folks. They'll play some of these teams multiple times throughout the season, and then they'll work their way into some of the trips a little farther away. I think that there's usually a couple trips to Bloomington to take on Cornerstone Christian and some of the Bloomington and the Peoria teams here in the middle of the year. I believe Taylorville's got a team. So still a little bit more of a popular sport down south. Southern Illinois, I know Salem's a perennial powerhouse at the state level, and they'll see them at some point in time here during the season the tournament. But then as we move along here, that sport, we anticipate, will become more popular as we get along here. We mentioned girls and boys wrestling getting underway. This past week or this last weekend, the Park Heritage Girls invite was won by Seeger. Fountain Central placed sixth at the Delphi invite last weekend. Logan Sport would win that one, get Central participating there. He had South Vermillion placing 12th at Sullivan, Indiana Fall Draw. Head-to-head this week, it was Fountain Central over South Vermillion in a duel 48-12. Terre Haute North over Park Heritage 38-24. The touch and defeat at Seeger. No update on the actual score of that, but it was a final there. You had last night, there was no wrestling last night, but today in action, Wayland Girls Tournament on the Indiana side. Seeger, Benton Central, Attica, all part of that. Logan Sport invite for Covington, and the Purdue Poly invite for Ruben Park and Park Heritage. I should mention that coming up this week, you've got girls wrestling the Wabash River Conference 8-way duels at Riverton Park, Benton Central at South Newton, Fountain Central at Crawfordsville, Seeger at Riverton Park. Benton Central will also be at Rensselaer Central later in the week. South Vermillion will host Owen Valley Park Heritage Post. Boys wrestling gets underway this week. They'll have Banks of the Wabash at South Vermillion, Riverton Park, Park Heritage, North Vermillion there. Before they get to that point, Seeger will take on Riverton Park at Riverton Park down there near Turkey Run. You've got I did this on the bowling side, Collinsville tournament today for Hoopston area. That will be a match where they will see a team like Salem and some of the better competition downstate. Hoopston area, I think, has been part of that Collinsville tournament for a few years now, going down there, seeing how they fare against some of the other teams around the state. But, turning our attention now to DAC sports. This past week, you had a couple wins for the men's basketball team. DAC men knocked off South Suburban 76-70. They knocked off Illinois Wesleyan JV 82-81. Women's hoops, it was the Lady Jags over John A. Logan 75-58. College volleyball, Sandalwood Blues in three sets to Heartland in their season. Last night's action, Danville area loses to Olney Central women's college in 71-50. The men back at it today at Lincoln Trail. The upcoming this week, just women's action. Danville area will host men's sons, and then the ladies will head to Olney Central in the week. They'll be down south next Friday, Saturday next week. They'll be to Olney Central on Friday and then Lincoln Trail on Saturday for a trip. Like to stay overnight down in that area there. So that's where it's at here for Girls High School. We've got a sports here this week. We'll take a timeout when we come back. We'll hit other items of the week. We'll talk more about your Festival of Trees 2025 with Saturday's Sports Connection continues on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYRadio.com, and the WITY radio app presented by Surfing for the Chief.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is coming on soon, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermillionCounty.com.
Here's something to put more sizzle in your holidays from Latos Hardware. Check out their new lines of high-quality Pizzelli irons. What's a Pizzelli? It's like a Belgian waffle or cookie that you make yourself using one of these innovative electric irons from Latos. Like the Model 1000, designed to make a delicious, crispy, high-rib Pizzelli in practically no time at all. Your guests will be clamoring for more, and what a great gift idea. Pizzelli irons from Latos Hardware, 147 State Street in downtown Westville.
When it comes to your health, you know your workout goals for the year. But do you know when to screen for cancer? More than 9 out of 10 cancers are diagnosed in people 45 and older. But regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep pushing yourself further in the gym. Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center, offering DOT inspections as well as diagnostics, tires, and oil changes, both in-shop and on-site. UHAS is a family-owned and operated shop that understands that life doesn't stop for vehicle issues. Ask about their shuttle service to and from the shop while they work on your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or visit UHASDiagnostics.com for full list of services or to make an appointment. Open Monday through Friday 7 to 7 and Saturday 7 to 12. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYRadio.com, the WITY radio app. Chad Baker back courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio, 2025 Festival of Trees at the David S. Palmer Arena as breakfast is wrapping up here. Calamity at every turn, folks. I apologize. We've had some issues with some of the lit power. They were able to restore power back to us, even if the trees up here at the top are not well lit. So we're back on board with our original game plan here. But if you haven't been to Festival of Trees, I know it's really easy to get lost in the whole Christmas aspect of it. You know, it's the decoration of Christmas trees. No. Don't jump to that conclusion. There are theme trees here. There are trees that kind of go beyond the whole rigmarole of putting tinsel and lights and ornaments on a tree. There is just some absolutely creative masterpieces out here as part of this event. And the folks that were part of the prehistoric pit stop Santa's breakfast this morning have made their way away from the tables and are kind of getting that preview. That's kind of the deal with that comes with the breakfast, is that you get in early. You can kind of check things out before this place starts getting absolutely swamped with folks. And the doors will open at 11 o'clock this morning for the general public. $5 admission for adults, $2 for children. This breakfast that they had this morning was sold out, and it didn't take long for that. Many of the sub-events, part of Festival Trees, did sell out pretty quickly, and there will be some other things that are coming up here. But circling back here, make sure that you come out and at least check it out one day this week, because it's going to be going on through Wednesday, and it's just absolutely magical in here. It goes far beyond anything I would have ever imagined. And, of course, you know, I think I'm like a lot of folks. You know, whenever you've come up here, maybe you're not from the area, you're not from Danville, and you hear Festival Trees, okay, very much Christmas-oriented. And certainly there are elements to that, too, but it is fun for folks, too, that maybe aren't necessarily in that Christmas swing yet. Definitely helps you get in here. There's, of course, some characters floating around. I just had Gingerbread Man and Reindeer. This is going to be the task. Can they get around the balloons? They did get around the balloons. Perfect. So let's take a look at some of the other items that we have for the week here for Saturday Sports Connection presented by Surfro of Vermilion County. 2025 Volleyball Vermilion All-County Team was released this week. Congratulations to all these folks for the first team, Biz Marks, Reed McFarlane, Ella Acton, Armstrongs, Tinley Parkerson, and Isabel Bullington, Georgetown's Miley Ellis, Ruby Ray Frazier Sewell, for Westville, Madeline Doggett, Lainey Wischtowski, and Carly Miller, Salt Fork's Rain Pitlick, and Maya Smith, and Oakwood's Sophia Hart. For second team, it was Salt Fork's Ava Ringstrom. For Westville, you had Gwen Bennett. You had for Oakwood, Kendall Rogers, Maddie Nicholson. For Georgetown, Hadley Hayes. For Armstrong, you had Ashlyn Ackerman and Carly Grant. For Hoopston area, you had Abby Steiner and Addison Kelnhofer. And for Bismarck, Mallory Bryans and Raylan Hernley. For honorable mention, Armstrong's McKenna Ackerman, Cadence Vermilion of Oakwood, Alexis Shoemaker of Westville, Addison Ellis of Georgetown, Aaliyah Williams of Bismarck, Kate Walkner of Salt Fork, and Brianna Goodrum of Hoopston. So congratulations to those fine young ladies there on making accolades for Vermilion All-County team this year in high school volleyball action. That was released this week. I want to mention that Heritage Hawks has their basketball scrimmage today. They'll feature both boys and girls teams. That's at 5:30. They'll have a three-point contest beginning at 5:30. Lyle Lohman Court in Broadlands. So they're definitely in the spirit for basketball out there for Heritage here today. With Paris Sports, she is going to play volleyball at Sweetbriar College next year. So that was courtesy of Paris Athletics Twitter feed, X feed there. So congratulations to her. And I think, of course, just remember we've got a couple of teams heading for a championship. We've got Sista Park in the volleyball championship today. They will be taking on Stockton. That is a 10:30 start time at SEFQ Arena up in Normal. Westville with the football game this afternoon at Memorial Field. They will take on ALAH. That's Arthur Lovington Atwood Hammond. That is a 2 p.m. kickoff at Memorial Field. The winner of that game, the winner of the Monroe Forsyth Flora game, will get together next week. So if Westville wins, they will either be going to Monroe Forsyth, which is certainly a shorter trip than going to Flora. But Flora's been, you know, they never had a victory in the playoffs prior to this year. They have gotten two so far, so Flora Wolves playing out of their mind, but they're going up against the behemoth and Monroe Forsyth here today. So keeping an eye on that. And, of course, as the season transitions from the fall sports into winter sports, we're excited to see that wrestling getting underway in a big way. Girls basketball, boys basketball, and boys wrestling will follow. Bowling getting out of the gate here strong, too. So that is where we're at with the sports here this week. Of course, Coach will join me again next week. And then in 2 weeks, programming note, we will have be off the 29th. We will have Prairie Christmas that starts at 6 a.m. and will run all the way till 6 a.m. on Sunday. We do this every year the weekend of Thanksgiving to not allow me and my good buddy Coach Spasia to be away. Of course, with Coach, he'll probably be coaching a tournament. I'll be with family. And then we will resume the first week in December with more Saturday Sports Connection there. So make sure that you spend time with your families as well. And if you're going to the IHSA state finals for football at Memorial Stadium that weekend, that you can enjoy that as well. So before we tie up here, talk once again, we will have more reports coming up from Festival of Trees here throughout the morning. We've got there again the doors opening here at they will be opening here at 11 a.m. for the general public. Right now, the folks that are part of that breakfast enjoying the time here, but we do want to mention that they've got several events coming up here. They've got as I scroll up here, of course, Glow Ho Ho Adult Bingo for tonight is sold out, but they've got a second edition of that. It's $30 per person, adults only. That is coming up on the 18th. So that is coming up on Tuesday. There, I got the date right this time. They've got coming up this week also the Royal Encore Princess Portraits. You can get your picture taken as a princess from 1 to 2:30 tomorrow. $10 per princess. Tomorrow's Family Fun and Pickle Day, so they do an event where they try to find the pickles in the tree, and I think you can win a prize doing that. The Veterans Day is coming up on the 17th, free admission to Veterans All Day. That is coming up on Monday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Ladies Luncheon, tickets still available for that. That's $50 per person up on Monday as well from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. They'll have story time at the festival, free with paid admission. You get hot chocolate and cookies from 6 to 7 on Monday. Tuesday at the festival, they'll have cookie decorating, craft area open. It'll be the last night for that from 4 to 8. And then they'll wrap it up on Wednesday with Senior Extravaganza, free admission for seniors 60-plus all day. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. will be when refreshments will be served. And, of course, they've got entertainment galore here. They've got a stage there at the end there. There'll be some folks that will be participating in some entertainment for that. And if you're just wanting to come out and just check out the trees, just come out and check out the trees there again. I mean, that's entertainment in its own right here to see all the creativity that so many of the area artists have put together here for the Festival Trees 2025. So we'll be having reports coming up with many of the folks that are tied to the Balloons Over Vermilion and Festival of Trees organization here talk about how they give back and what they have in store here for the week that is, that maybe isn't as apparent to folks that are checking out the website or coming in here today. Box office is open, so make sure that you come on out. $5 admission for adults It is $2 admission for children here today. We want to thank the folks at Festival Trees for allowing us to come out and do the Saturday Sports Connection here live on your Saturday morning, courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studio. For Dave back at the station, we've got more reports coming up here. Keep it tuned to WIN.